Dean Russ, we'll be working around the clock to get materials ready by lunch tomorrow for a possible meeting of the leadership. I would urge, if you think it's possible, to wait until lunch until you see the materials before you actually invite them in, so that you can be sure that we know just where we're going and what the consequences might be, and you look at the draft statement that we're now working on that you might make to the leadership. One alternative, I don't think we have to wait till Thursday, would be to do it on Wednesday. I could fly back overnight and be back here for Wednesday, but I think that before you invite them in, you need to see a good many things that are relevant to it and what we start. Be sure that when we start it, we're ready to follow through on it. Do you think you can wait till lunchtime before you actually
invite them? Sure. I've already invited them, but not for this.
Oh, I see.
See, I have a meeting, I believe, every Monday at 5:30 with the leadership, for the Democratic leadership. All I do is just add the Republicans. My thinking here is probably that I might just confine it to the Senate at the moment. And I would hope to keep it very close, and then I'd hope to go with a speech Thursday or something like that.
I see. Well, on that, I hope you'll
get, if it works out, right.
I hope you'll give some thought to this rocking chair interview.
All right, I will.
That was very effective.
All right,
I'll see you at lunch.
Any other news?
No, I think not, sir.
We're
putting in your night reading a draft of a reply to Kosygin.
All right. What's your conclusion about that letter? Didn't amount to much?
It didn't amount to much. I think it sounds to me as though it was a Foreign Office message that they put in his mouth. It doesn't sound to me something that he himself personally got stirred up on. Right, sir.